Welcome to Dirt Doctor Radio. Here's your host, Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. The tip for you before we get back to the phone lines is from Mother Earth. It's the Sustainable Living News Tip, sponsored by Espoma. And it's how to store seed. And you can get seed in the from us, seed that came from my garden, one of my gardens, one way or another, when you join the Organic Club of America. The Organic Club of America is the membership area of DirtDoctor.com. It's where you can see some videos that are only available to the club, some seminars, and get these seed. Right now, we've got quite a few things for you. And if you're interested in one particular seed over the other, I guess let us know. I think Doug is probably sending out a little bit of all of them to most people that join. What we currently have available are inland sea oats, which is a wonderful native grass, very decorative, and a wonderful erosion protection plant. Mexican buckeye, which is a real cool little ornamental tree. I guess the most special thing we've got, well, a couple things. One is corms, the little golden corms from my elephant garlic that originally came from Garlic Mike, who you hear call in on the show from time to time. We have a limited supply, though. We got some, a fair amount. We had a great production this year, but it produces a huge elephant garlic that is wonderful in cooking. We used a bunch of it last night at home, as a matter of fact. And so you can get some of those, and you can plant those right away. You don't have to wait till October, the normal time for planting garlic, to plant these little hard corms. It's a great way to get started. And then the final thing is, I've been talking to Bob Webster, who has a show similar to mine in San Antonio, and we visit on his show every Saturday morning, and he's got some plants that he wanted to give a seed of to make part of the gifts for the new members of the Organic Club of America. And one of them, he's already got a good supply for me, he said yesterday, of shishito peppers, this wonderful pepper that's starting to show up. All the chefs are falling in love with it and starting to show up in a lot of the restaurants and all that kind of thing. Easy to cook, easy to grow, make real compact little small plants, and just loaded with these peppers that are terrific. And so we're going to have some of those for the new members as well. The other thing I was going to tell you, well, let me give you this seed. I tell you what, I think I'll wait till the next break, and let me go through this, and so I'm a little more clear about the seed storage tip from Mother Earth News. We'll do that when we come back from this first break. The other thing I want to tell you is that the mystery photograph has been identified now with all names. And I made a mistake early in the show saying that somebody that called in and said Poinciana was not the answer, and actually is. It's a synonym for the Cyclopenia name of Pride of Mobile, Pride of Barbados is one common name, and the other is Mexican Bird of Paradise. So we actually have had three winners. We went 2 or 3 weeks without anybody winning, and now we've got three different winners, which is cool, of the school, our online class, the Natural Organic Certification course. It's for landscaping and gardening, and it's for professional people and also for home gardeners. We had a lot of people take it. A lot of people are still taking it. You can take as long as you want to. And when you finish all 15 chapters and pass those little 15 quizzes at the end, you are certified by our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. Information about signing up is right on our website on dirtdoctor.com. And if you have a business and you'd like several employees to take the course, there's some discounts available. And if you're a nonprofit, there are as well. It's not real expensive anyway, but that can help even more. Let's go to Carl, WCPT, again in Chicago, Illinois. Hey, Carl.
Hi, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Doing well.
You know, I have an interesting thing that happened to my lawn in my backyard. I'm in the city of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And my grass, my normal grass in my backyard, has turned into almost totally, I'd say 75% broadleaf weeds that just invaded the entire lawn.
Okay.
And they're short, broadleaf weeds. They come up fairly short, and the leaf spreads out and just covers up the grass. And basically, I'm cutting broadleaf weeds instead of cutting grass these days.
Okay.
And I'm very resistant to using chemicals. I don't like chemicals at all.
But, good for you.
But I tried a little weed killer in the past, and accidentally I got them on some good plants, and they turned black immediately. And this was years ago, and I thought, I don't want anything to do with this stuff. It's way too powerful, you know.
Okay. Tell me a little bit more background. What do we have here, fescue, bluegrass, or a combination of both for the turf grass that you're trying to grow?
Probably, I would say a common lawn, like a turf grass.
Okay. All right. The next thing is, what's your fertilizer program? When's the last time you fertilized?
I don't.
Okay.
I haven't.
Well, that's the problem, Carl. You can, you know, be natural and organic and have a minimalist approach, but if you do that, you're going to have to let grow whatever nature wants to grow, and that's what's happening with the weeds. Weeds are put on earth for a purpose. They're put on earth to fill in blank spots where something else isn't growing, and so your turf grasses are grown and designed to need a certain amount of fertilizer and food. And if you don't fertilize them, they're going to go downhill. They're going to be hungry. And that's when the weeds opportunistically come in and start growing in the bare spot. So the first thing I would do, if I were you, same thing I did on the last house we bought. We looked at the yard, and it looked like it was mostly weeds and had a little bit of Bermuda grass, maybe a little St. Augustine over here, but mostly Bermuda grass and weeds. You're dealing with different grasses and weeds to a degree, but it's the same concept. What we started doing was just mowing, not catching the clippings, leaving the clippings on the ground.
That's what I do.
Okay, good. But fertilizing with organic fertilizer. And if you haven't at all, your turf is just starving. That's all that's wrong. So you need to get some organic fertilizer. The Espoma product will be available in the stores in your area.
How do you spell it?
Espoma, Espoma.
Okay.
The Black Cow Compost might be available there. Some of the other organic fertilizers that are other names, you know, might be available in your stores. But get something down at about 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. Whatever it says on the bag, ignore it. Put it out at 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet.
Right.
Then look at my website when you get a chance, and the formula called Garrett Juice. If it's not available, and it might be available at the Ace Hardwares and things like that.
G-A-R-R-E-T?
G-A-R-R-E-T-T, Garrett Juice. If it's not available, make it yourself. The formula is on my website and in my books, and real simple to make. It's compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And then the final thing to do as you make this transition is, if you do want to spray and kill some weeds, dandelions, whatever you're considering a weed there, the vinegar formulas, you can use straight vinegar. You can use the 10% vinegar and mix a little orange oil with it, and that makes my formula that I recommend and use myself. And you spot spray the problem weeds, and it burns them and kills them. It will burn the grass too, so it's a spot treatment. And that'll get you off and running. But the main thing in your situation is you just got turf that's starving to death. You need to feed it.
Yeah, it almost seems at this point that I have to there's so many of these, so much of this broadleaf weed, that I have to tear everything up and start from scratch? Is it possible that I can kill the weeds and still retain whatever grass is in there?
Well, first of all, the weeds are green, too. So just mow them, leave the clippings, fertilize. You're going to see the grass start to be aggressive and take over, and you'll see a transition. It'll take some time, but you don't have to tear it all out and start completely over. You can, that'd be fine, but it costs a lot more and be a lot more trouble. I'd recommend the transition, okay? Give it a shot and let me know how it works. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Let's grow the perfect tomatoes with Espoma Organic Tomato Tone. Tomato Tone is a rich all-natural fertilizer with slow-release formula for continuous feeding. Plus, Tomato Tone contains BioTone, a blend of organic ingredients and microbes to help roots grow larger for more robust harvests. Tomato Tone is safe for people and pets. Just visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Tomato Tone from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Texas Natural Feeds offers the finest quality non-soy, non-GMO, non-medicated feeds available on the market. Their elite line of feeds combines organic alfalfa, organic kelp, yummy peanut meal, omega-3, essential amino acids, over 60 trace minerals, direct-fed probiotics, and vitamins to make tasty and nutritious poultry feeds. They also produce quality sheep, goat, pig, and rabbit feeds. Ask for Texas Natural Feeds in your favorite store. Visit their website at texasnaturalfeeds.com or call 254-829-1317 today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com. Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's do the Mother Earth news tip for sustainable living. Again, brought to you by Espoma. Saving seed, they've got a good tip, basic tip here, and I've got a little bit to add to it. To keep your freshly collected seed from your vegetable garden or wherever in top shape, you need to make sure to dry them out first. And what they recommend is using a mesh screen, like a screen door with a frame. I use something similar to that with larger spaces to separate larger seed and the garlic cloves and bulbs and things like that. But for smaller seed, the screen door mesh works really well. And then store them in a dry place for several weeks and kind of stir them around from time to time. If it's high humidity when you're doing it, they recommend a tablespoon or two of powdered milk. It will absorb the moisture, excess moisture, in the seeds for 6 months or more. So that's a pretty good tip. It's better than something that I used to recommend that I'll tell you about. Once the seed are fully dry, you can store them in a cool place in a glass jar in the refrigerator. It says that it's worth the time, which I agree, and that they can remain viable for up to 5 years. I think in most cases, most seed will last a whole lot longer than 5 years, but five for sure if they are dry. Now, one thing Malcolm Beck and I both played around with for a while and recommended, we thought we were so smart, was to use natural diatomaceous earth in the seed to keep them dry and all. And we discovered the hard way. Malcolm actually discovered it because he had stored a whole bunch of seed with diatomaceous earth and some without diatomaceous earth. And he noticed that 100% of the seed that had been stored in diatomaceous earth after a period of time, a couple of months, the diatomaceous earth was so dehydrating. And that's how it works to kill insects. People, and I used to make the same mistake, talk about it cutting up the insect and lacerating them and all. And that's not what it does. What it does is it sucks the moisture out of them. It fouls up their moisture balance. Well, it did the same thing in the seed. It dried them out so much they weren't viable anymore, completely destroyed the seed from being productive. So don't use diatomaceous earth. It sounds like they have some experience here, which I've not done, a tablespoon or two of powdered milk. Give that a shot and see how it works for you. Again, the Espoma products are available across the country. If you're getting into organics and don't know what to buy or where to get anything, talk to the hardware stores, feed stores, farm stores, garden centers, and they'll probably have the Espoma products for you. If not, ask them to get them. And the website for information is espoma.com. All righty, back to the phones, and it's Crystal's turn next, Ozark County, Missouri. Hi, Crystal.
Good morning, Dr. Garrett.
What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. I've really enjoyed listening to your program since I found it.
Well, thanks.
I have heard you speak in the past to eastern red cedar use in the garden.
Uh-huh.
And we've got a 1 acre that's one-acre parcel that's mostly cedar. We've cleared an area 72 by 30 for a high tunnel to put in next year.
Okay.
I want to do, instead of going through and tilling, because there's too many stumps, too many roots, it's going to be a hard till. Broad fork's not working here in Ozark County. And what I'd like to do is a lasagna-style bed prep.
Why is a broad fork not working? Too rocky?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too rocky.
And so I'd like to go ahead and just start building from what I've got with a lasagna-style gardening prep, organic chicken litter. I've got a line on that. I can get mm-hmm. mushroom compost, Garrett juice, of course, and trimmings from the property.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd just like to hear you speak to the use of red cedar, because I've been told, oh, never use cedar in the garden because it's dangerous, it's poisonous, it'll kill plants. I know you don't like pine for that reason, and I'm wondering what you can tell me about the red cedar that we've got on the property in abundance.
Well, you're talking about using it as a mulch?
As a mulch, just as a, and I'd like to maybe get chips that are bigger than what we're getting right now,
right.
For the pathways.
Well, first of all, on the pine, just to clarify something, I don't like pine bark because it won't behave itself, for one thing. It won't stay in place. And then the other thing, it has natural chemicals in it that really don't stimulate growth very well at all. It's ironic, though, that the pine needles, the pine straw, make a wonderful mulch. It doesn't have the same chemistry problem at all. So it's not pine. And if you ground up an entire pine tree into a shredded mulch, I wouldn't mind that as a top dressing mulch. It would be a lot better if it was mixed with other trees, broadleaves, hardwoods, you know, other kinds of things. So that's my take on the pine. On the cedar, they're nothing but 100% beneficial. Grinding the cedar trunk, root system, the foliage, top of the plant up into a mulch, it's one of the best shredded mulches you can get. The fragrance runs off insect pests. It breaks down real quickly and turns into humus. It's a great mulch. If you had something else, I'm going to put you on hold and talk to you off the air. Is that okay?
Okay,
hang on. I'll talk to you then. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let me see where we're going. Next up, Nick, WCPT in Chicago. Oh. Chicago and Fort Worth are the big callers today. What's going on there with you, Nick?
Hey, Howard, let me take you off speaker. You caught me in the middle of certain bath time.
Okay. You want me to get you after another call?
You don't mind.
Yeah, let me put you back on hold, and I'll take another call, sir. And I'll come back to you. Let's see who's in holding next longest. Carol in Dallas, Texas. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Howard. I talked to you last week about carrying tomatoes over.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied some peroxide, 3%, and sprayed them down. And it didn't seem to do any good. And I'm wondering if the peroxide was too old.
It can be. Hydrogen peroxide, if it is open for any period of time at all and exposed to the temperature or whatever, it turns into water. You know, hydrogen peroxide becomes water and oxygen. And so what were you trying to do? Refresh my memory.
Okay. I've got a bunch of tomatoes, and I want to carry them over to the fall. And you said they could just keep the creepy blight at bay.
The early blight, right. 3% is a little strong for plants that are going to be in any kind of heat at all. You want to, next time try that, mix it with water 50-50.
Okay.
So you have more like a 1.5% or thereabouts, you know, and that'll be safer as far as burning the foliage.
Well, I may have burned them, but I think the bottle said, you know, keep in a cool, dry place, and mine was out on the back porch.
Yeah, it probably was nothing but water, so that's probably why it didn't work in your case. You want to use fresh hydrogen peroxide that's been sealed when you open it and use it, whether you use it. I just set up an aquarium in my office again. I hadn't had one for a long time, and set it back up and cleaned it out with hydrogen peroxide. I put a whole bottle in before I did the dechlorinizing and all that stuff. So it's got a lot of uses, but if you make it too strong, and 3% is tricky, you can get by with 3% on plant foliage if it's really cool, but if there's any heat, it's going to do some burning. So I bet your stuff was just too weak.
Well, that makes sense. Well, what I want to know is I'm going to go get some corn gluten meal today, mm-hmm. and I want to know, do I put that directly on the soil? So do I need to pull the mulch back, or can I sprinkle it on the mulch and water it in to where it'll...
Around what? What kind of plants? Landscape plants?
The tomatoes.
Oh, your tomatoes? You can put it on the top and wash it through, water it through. That's a whole lot less trouble. I don't think I'd pull the mulch off. And right. You can. It's just the more trouble than it's worth, I think.
Oh, well, good. Easy is best.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's all I've got then.
All right, Carol. Keep me posted.
Thank you.
See you later. Let's go to, I wonder if we've given Nick enough time. Tell you what, we'll take one more call and then I'll go to Nick. Let's go to Andy in, is that Brackfield, Texas? What is that, Andy?
It's Randy. And it's Brockfield.
Well, you know, Mary Rose is doing some very creative spelling in there for me this morning in more ways than one.
I couldn't spell a chinkapin either.
She's got chinkapin spelled chickapin. So what can I do for you?
I was, you know that in East Texas, that I'm south of Henderson, Texas.
Yeah, sure.
North of Nacogdoches. Uh-huh. Okay. Most of the chinkapin bushes, or I don't know if you call them a bush or a tree, but they all died out around here. But we had one on relative property, and we had got some chinkapins off of it, and I planted some and in a mulch, and I've got one coming up. My question would that be considered an understory tree or out in the open tree? I know you don't want it in the landscape.
Well, now, just to make sure, we're talking about the same thing. We're talking about the true chinkapin tree, not chinkapin oak.
That's correct.
Okay.
Correct. Got the cluster of thing, you know, with a little spiny.
Right, right. Yeah, you really need as much full sun as possible there. It's a full sun plant. Is yours doing well? Does it look pretty healthy?
It's just a foot tall right now.
Oh, a little bitty thing. Okay.
Yeah, I just wanted to plant it before wintertime, and I thought, well, do I need to wait till fall?
No, sooner you get it in the ground, just like any plant, better. If you plant it, if it has to have any shade at all, give it shade in the afternoon.
Right.
But the chinkapin basically needs to be in full sun.
Was that cotton root rot that killed all those, or do you know?
No, it was another disease, and I can't remember what the exact one was. It was a blight of some kind. I don't even know if it was fungal or bacterial. But what you might want to do is put some corn, wherever you plant it, put whole ground cornmeal on the soil. And also, it'd be a good idea, like we were talking about before, to take the hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, 3%, mix it with water 50-50, and drench it into the soil all around the plant. Don't get a whole lot of it right on the stem. Kind of stay away from the stem, but the cornmeal and then the hydrogen peroxide both. And if your plant is a healthy one, maybe you can keep it alive and avoid the disease. I think there's a story out there that it's trying to make a comeback in certain parts of the country. So you may be one of the places where we can get it growing again.
One really quick. Mm-hmm. What type of soil? I've got sandy loam. I've got clay. I've got 85 acres. I can put it anywhere.
Well, the sandy loam that has a fair amount of clay in it, it'd probably like the best.
Okay, that's what I needed.
Okay, good luck. Keep me posted, all right?
All right, thank you.
All right. Now, let's see if old Nick is ready for us. Nick, you there?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You bet. What can I do for you?
So I just wanted to reiterate what you were saying to Barbara in Chicago. I feel like the landscapers up here, they manipulate in using the word man. The root word, you know, they want to shape. They end up shaping the trees like I don't even know how globe style.
Yep,
and what those landscapers are trying to sell her in this area, they're looking for stuff to do.
Sure.
And
sure.
So it's one of those the Johnsons moments where the Johnsons got it next door. The Johnsons got it next door. I must be on the right block. Let's do it.
Yep.
And it's unfortunate because that's something as an arborist, I'm trying, you know, we've been trying to correct our misconceptions of what needs to happen. The trees don't need to be trimmed.
That's right. They wouldn't have those leaves and limbs if they didn't want them.
Absolutely.
Most of the trimming is for your benefit. There's some reasons why we need to trim trees. They get imbalanced one way or the other or have something dangerous going on or whatever. But a lot of the heavy thinning every year is more damaging to the trees than beneficial. You're exactly right. It's too easy to get in the tree trimming business. All you need is a pickup truck and a chainsaw. So
that's my favorite. Those are my favorite ones.
Yeah, it's
they're fully insured, bonded, and then the next one, their first thing is tree removal, and I'll lead it into this, and I'll let you go. My rules as a climbing arborist, climbing certified arborist, it was when you're removing a tree, don't break anything else. But when you're going to prune the tree, you need to leave it better than you look at it,
sure.
than it was when you got there.
Sure. Yeah.
And so encouraging any of the listeners that are thinking about, you know, the price, sometimes that actually does have an effect. You pay for what you get. So if you're going to pay for the cheapest tree trimmer, I'd recommend going to your local Christmas tree farm and trim that tree, because it's not trimming, it's pruning. So if they advertise trimming, you might want to second guess yourself on that. It's pruning, tree pruning. And again, with the price, as long as there's nothing, if it's not like it's a tree that's in between two homes and you just need to get this tree down and there's nothing around it to strike, and go for your cheapest price. But if it looks like it's going to be pretty technical, I would recommend seeking out a couple of good estimates and going with the one that you feel comfortable with. But again, you get what you pay for.
Yeah, and probably is going to be doing the least amount of work, and maybe even that recommends some organic techniques like you would, Nick. Thanks for the tips.
Yes,
I appreciate you calling.
Have a good one.
Thanks, man. Let's go to, I got time, Mary in Arlington next up. Hey, Mary.
Hi, Howard.
What's up?
I have a question about my almond verbena. I was so happy I put one in last year because you're right about the fragrance.
Yeah,
it's intoxicating.
It's probably my favorite fragrance, yeah.
It's beyond description. And last year it bloomed a little bit, and I was looking so forward. I thought, well, then next year it'll really bloom. It'll be happy. I've had scarcely one or two blooms.
Mine aren't blooming as heavily this year as normal either, and I think it's probably related to that nasty day that we had in the winter when it dropped 50 degrees in one day. In 12 hours or something. And we're seeing a lot of weird stuff. Bob and I talk about Webster in San Antonio. We talk about this a lot. We're seeing unusual blooming times. We're seeing different kind of growth. We're seeing things that we're not used to seeing. And I think a whole lot of it is related to two things. One is that crazy day we had in the winter that was so unusual, and it did some damage. It changed some things in the plants. And then the other is this rain. We've had a heck of a lot of rain, heavy rain. And we've had nice spacing in between the rains. And a lot of times, when you've got really good conditions for a plant, you're getting more succulent growth than you are flowers. And so that may be part of
the greenery. It's expanded amazingly.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm saying. I think that the conditions are better for the foliage than for the flowers. So
give it another year where it is and see.
It'll be fine. Is it full sun?
It's not. It has about 3 hours of full sun, and the rest is filtered bright.
Yeah, that's a bigger problem than what I was saying. It really is a full sun plant. So
I misunderstood that. I might have to move it.
If you're getting any flowers at all in a shady situation, that's all you can expect. Mine are in full blasting full sun.
Okay. Another quick question. Tell us why we want the garlic corms, and do you still have them available?
To grow my garlic.
Oh, okay. Well,
Let me. I'll talk about it when I come back. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate your call. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back with you right after this.
Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the wave of the future. All the experts agree that stem cells are the future of medicine, your personal health, and even your longevity.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
For a complimentary consultation, a $200 value, call now, 800-705-6006.
Lava sand is a critical part of my organic recommendations for bed preparation and general soil improvement, especially for farms and ranches. I have found a high-quality lava product with significant paramagnetism. It's American Rio and their Maverick Lava Sand Soil Amendment. It'll dramatically improve your soil and increase plant production.
It can now be delivered directly to you by tote. Call Sean at 405-426-7752. That's 405-426-7752. Or go to AmericanRio.com.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
As we age, our glutathione levels drop dramatically, and that's a big deal because glutathione is our body's master antioxidant, repairing cell damage caused by environmental toxins and aging. RegActive's probiotic strain ME3 is proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione in the body. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, known for introducing Dr. O'Hara's fantastic probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Dirt Doctor advice, look for RegActive at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Okay, Howard, back. Let me try to catch up on some things where people called in and couldn't hold for some reason. And if we can't get to everybody, I'm going to try, because we're about to end the show here. After this, as this segment ends, just if I don't get to you, just send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com. Last caller wanted to know what the corms were about, the garlic corms coming from my plants, my giant elephant garlic. What they're for is you plant them and then you grow your own crop of this same elephant garlic. It's just an absolutely wonderful garlic because the cloves are huge. The bulbs are big. The cloves are huge. The taste is very, very mild. It's strong enough to be good, really good, but it's not that bitter, sharp flavor you get from some of the garlic. So if you want to grow the same kind of garlic that I have and garlic Mike has, joining the Organic Club of America, that's one of the things that you can get while the supply lasts. And then somebody else want to know the difference in Garrett Juice Pro, and the Tree Tonic, which is a Garrett Juice product too. All of the commercial versions of Garrett Juice are a little bit different. The regular Garrett Juice is just the original basic formula of compost tea. It's actually liquid humate of vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. Garrett Juice Pro contains a little more kick, a little more horsepower, with some liquid fish in it. Garrett Juice Plus has that. The Garrett Juice Pro contains microorganisms, mycorrhizal fungus, and bacteria. So each one of them just has a little bit more added. The price goes up a little bit, but it's cost effective because if you buy the things separately, it would cost you more money. Making it yourself, the formula tells you how to do it in the various forms on dirtdoctor.com. Then somebody else asked what the two strongly helpful pollinating attracting pollinators to the garden, what the two plants I recommend are. The ones I talk about the most, and although any flowering plant, any fragrant plant is going to help to a degree, but the two I talk about the most are white mist flower and the almond verbena. and they're both covered on our website on dirtdoctor.com. One more thing, North Carolina, I want to know what to do with moles. The product that seems to work the best is called Mole Scram. Talking about the little furry beast, moles. Mole Scram is the product, if you can find it in the hardware stores, feed stores, garden centers. If not, you might be able to buy it online. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, we also have some formulas that we recommend that would be the second best thing for you to do. David in Fort Worth next up. Hey, David.
Hey, how you doing today?
Doing well. Fast and furious, though. What's up?
Well, this year I bought a couple of Black Magic elephant ears.
Yeah, they're pretty.
I planted them, and they're not turning black. They just stay green.
Where do you have them, sun or shade?
They are. It's mainly shade. They get a little bit of sun for part of the day, but it's mainly shade.
Wow, that
the sun good. Might hurt them.
Yeah, that should be a good place where you have them there. I don't know. It could be that the bulbs were just not quite right. That's a possibility. What's your fertilizer program?
Oh, I don't have any. I stuck it in the dirt and watered it, and okay. They're growing, but.
Well, you may have the same problem that the fellow from Chicago called me about with his turf. They may just be a little hungry. They may color better for you if you drench some Garrett juice on them or get some other organic fertilizer on the plants.
Okay.
Give that a shot and see if it doesn't help, and let me know. That's an interesting question I haven't had before.
Okay. Well, thank you, and have a good day.
You too, David. Thanks. Let's go next. Trish, listening on our Dirt Doctor app in Ardmore, Oklahoma. Hey, Trish.
Hey, Howard. I don't know if we have enough time for my question. I was going to mention, first of all, I got some of the Blue Greg's mist at the Belton Fair, and I have had monarchs here all summer for the first time ever.
Oh, they're great. The blue one is great. The white one is even better, and if you use them both together, I think that's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, I know Tony said he gave you some, but I haven't been able to find any of the white mist.
We've had some for quite a while. In fact, I may have gotten it at the Heard Museum's annual plant sale. So those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area might always try to plug it when it's coming up. Whenever they have one of those again, that may be a good way to go. Look at my entry on dirtdoctor.com. There's another common name for it, and I'm drawing a blank on it right now. My feeble old brain sometimes
right.
does.
There's a lot of names out there.
Yeah, there's some other common names, and you might be able to find it under some other names.
Okay. If not, I'll try next time. Okay. I had a question about a fig tree. Do we have enough time?
Sure.
Okay, I have a fig tree that I started from a little bitty sprout this spring, and it's still in a pot. It's about 2 feet tall. It's doing great. I've got it on my porch where it gets morning sun. Should I transplant it now or wait till fall?
Go ahead and transplant it now. I'd get it in the ground or in a new pot, whatever you're going to do now.
Okay, do they like full sun or shade?
Full sun. A little bit of shade's okay.
Okay, well, I've got a full sun in an old compost pile. I'll stick it there.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Trish. Appreciate it. Yeah, my figs have a fair amount of shade, and they still produce, but a lot of full sun, they'll get bigger, probably have better production. A little bit of shade won't hurt too much. Lee, hang on. I'll talk to you off the air before I get out of here. I've enjoyed being with you, everybody. It's been a great show, fast moving, and a lot of good stuff. I've got some good tips. I've been able to help some of you guys. All I would like to say to end today's show is go organic and enjoy your healthy gardens. I'll see you next time.